this perfect storm. The debate is over around climate change.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
Lynn Ertel, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland. Hello, Lynn.
Turn it up. When I pick a song, it's about a subject that I'm addressing.
Fenton says Lynn for president. Are you running?
Presidents are stooges. The president is the crisis actor in chief. I'd rather be like Stalin, like Commissar, you know? I'd rather have real power. Don't even take me there. You know, Brian called me up, Brian from Brian and Jenna.
All right, Biochar Brian.
Brian Jenna wanted me to mention the fact that he's got a lot of Trojan horses and stalking horses and shills in the conspiratainment world that are pushing memes directly from communitarian law. And one of these is the phrase, the intentional community.
I heard that.
And I'm over blaming groups like Catholics, Jews, and Jesuits. I name the individuals who have committed crimes for which they ought to be arrested and convicted and
turn it up.
Subject to some pretty severe punishment. Things like racketeering and treason, not just fraud. I'd rather be like Stalin, like Commissar, you know? I'd rather have real power, you know? Don't even take me there.
I heard that.
But I'm not talking about Jews, Jesuits, Catholics, black, white. I'm pointing at shills.
So who do you want to know if it was that they were just?
I don't care if they were or not. Guys, come over to Fake O2. If it's good, you're going to find it on Fake O2.
Turn it up.
And you don't have ads on Fake O2.
Turn it up.
No, there's no ads yet.
Right.
Turn it up.
I can't hear it. Guys, come over to Fake O2. Fake O2.
FAK1130, Lynn Ertel on Charlie Kirk in the house. It's September the 16th, 2025. It's a Tuesday, and Tuesday is the Lynn Ertel show with the Fakeologist as host. Hello, Lynn.
Hey.
You're the only one with the theme song, and it never gets old.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, you get old, but the song doesn't.
I get old, but the song remains the same.
What? After you go, should we keep playing it in your honor or what?
Yeah, I want to be remembered that way. Turn it up.
That's all right. How I want to be remembered. All right. You'll forever be associated with the phrase turn it up.
It captures my personality.
Yeah, it's great to be remembered in some way. That's a favorable way. I don't even have a theme song. I don't know if PTL can just crank them out. I think they come organically to him.
So, yeah, well, he's got that creative compositional thing, you know.
Yeah. How's your week been? Can you believe it? As we talked in the pre-show, we asked for a psyop of a decent proportion. We were tired of the tranny school shootings. And now we get this. What do you think? What are your opening thoughts?
Well, look, they're forcing us to talk about this. They really are.
Yeah.
Because it's all you hear.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to a lot of AM and FM radio and the various news cartels. And this is still their headline story. I mean, the event happened, what, last Thursday?
It was on 9/10.
Yeah, the day before 9/11, and that's no accident.
Yeah, which was a Thursday. So it happened on the Wednesday afternoon.
All right, you'll forever be associated with the phrase "turn it up."
It captures my personality.
And then, of course, yeah, it's great to 9/11, and we 9/11 hardly turned up in the search results.
Yeah, and I just want to say I was very much inspired by your broadcast with Fake Nukes Phil and Jim Rizzoli and others.
Yeah.
I thought the discussion was excellent.
Thanks.
I took a lot of notes, so I have remarks to make about it.
Oh, good. You got the whole hour, and we don't even have to take calls if you got too much to say.
Yeah, I mean, sure. We may get some calls because I always invite people. I get letters and I say, hey, call at will. So we may get one.
Okay.
But, you know, this particular PSYOP, first of all, some of you out there might be saying, you may never have even ever heard of Charlie Kirk. You understand?
I was thinking Charlie Hebdo when you said it like that. I think, no, wait. That was the other Charlie.
Yeah. I can give you a brief history of Charlie Kirk. He's a completely artificial creation. And Turning Point USA, which, by the way, let me share this because I'm for following the money. Because
yes, Miles Mathis broke down some of the money. And speaking of money, let me just say real quick, shout out to a couple people at fakeologist.com/donate. We had Kay, we had Reality Skeptic, and DM, whoever that is. They bought me a coffee. So thank you so much. Go ahead, Lynn.
Well, the screen I'm sharing now is on our forum.
fakeologistforums.com.
Yeah, we have an entire thread on the Charlie Kirk event.
Yeah.
And my thanks to Rachel, who's one of our most active correspondents on the forum. She puts a lot of great stuff in there. I try not to miss any of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Her review of the financial situation of Turning Point USA. Because I always see, you know, we talk about death as a career move. You know, like Whitney Houston, washed up, you know.
Yeah. Elvis.
Nothing happening for years. And then all of a sudden she dies.
Mm-hmm. Elvis is the biggest example to me.
Yeah, more stuff downloaded, or Michael Jackson. Or, so just to give you an idea here.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Kirk's nonprofit company, Turning Point, because what they did was this. They found him at like 17 or 18, and they right away started promoting him on Fox. He started doing appearances on Fox. And then they gave him the money, probably Zionist money, to start Turning Point USA, and he started doing these campus tours. Actually, I think it was Mayo Ioannopoulos who started doing that stuff.
Okay.
And a lot of these sort of MAGA type Republicans were doing it first. But they start Turning Point, you know, draw a crowd and a lot of controversy. And here's what his shtick, what his stunt was. What Charlie Kirk would do, it was like, you ever seen Mark Dice interview some clueless idiot on a college campus? That's what Charlie Kirk was doing. He was deliberately picking the low-hanging fruit. He was never debating anybody. Anytime Charlie Kirk had to actually debate anybody, left, right, center, with any intellectual substance, they mopped the floor up with him. He was not a good debater. But they always would stage these appearances with some of the dumbest college students. And so Charlie Kirk would come out looking like, you know, Mr. Articulate. But they were talking about his Turning Point USA as the place to go. There are conventions bigger than CPAC, you know. But lo and behold, Rachel, according to Rachel, who's reporting this from Linda C3 and counting.
Yeah. Actually, in the audio chat, I did mention that I wanted someone to look it up, the 501c3. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah. Here it is. Charlie Kirk's nonprofit company, Turning Point, is apparently operating at a loss. She found the company's 501c filing for 2019, right? Return of organization exempt from income tax. They're, you know, a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Net assets of $6,538,672. And she goes on to show, I'm showing this, it's kind of not real easy to read, but they basically reported a loss. So, and just a reminder, right? Rachel is struck by the presence of this lightning bolt in their logo. Can you see that on the screen?
Yeah. By the way, I think I looked up 2024's 501c3, and that was the one where they took in $90 million and spent $95 million.
Yeah. On what? On what?
Good
so
work.
Obviously they were using this thing as a cash cow. I'm sure we're going to find out that there's all kinds of irregularities surrounding this.
Well, he took a salary of about $300,000.
Well, he was a multimillionaire from this. He and the wife, who's a former Miss Arizona.
Yeah, we transvestigated
her yesterday. We have all kinds of stuff
posted
on her. Yeah, and she's a, if you really want, unbelievable.
She's a grieving widow. Be respectful.
She's up there on the podium. Well, you're right, because why is this significant? We had Ted Cruz and other Republican senators on the floor demanding that social media discipline and ban anybody who is saying the wrong thing about this terrible, tragic event. And in fact, I got Pam Bondi here. Let me play this.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at Drudge Report. What's this? Bondi's ridiculous 24 hours. Pam is falling apart here at the seams. She's not looking so hot.
Yeah, let me remind you, this is the same Pam Bondi who has consistently lied about the Epstein files and played people for fools. This is the same Pam Bondi who was the Attorney General of Florida back during the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman homicide trial. Mm-hmm. Where a witness, an imposter, was actually presented as an eyewitness. And and of course, you know, the state of Florida was prosecuting George Zimmerman. So Pam Bondi had to know about that. She has enabled perjury and the subordination of perjury in a homicide trial in Florida. So she's compromised up the yin yang. But listen to what she has to say. Now think about this. As you know, as everybody in our audience knows by now, scores and scores. Apparently, there are a lot of people on social media who didn't like Charlie Kirk, who, as I say, I wouldn't be surprised if there's people in our audience that didn't know who the hell he was and never heard of him, because he was a nobody. He was artificially promoted by MAGA as some kind of youth messiah, some kind of wonder boy, whiz kid. And they were going to take over the campuses with him, you know. And of course, we have the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox. He's sort of a rhino, referring to Charlie Kirk even now as a conflict entrepreneur, which is an interesting idea. But Hegseth, who's what, the Secretary of Defense, he said if he catches any soldier, sailor, or Marine posting inappropriately on social media about this event,
they're gone.
They're going to be kicked out, probably court-martialed.
Yeah.
And listen to what Pam Bondi is appealing to private companies to monitor social media and fire any of their workers who dare express unseemly attitudes over this terrible tragedy. Well, I'm going to ask you and our audience, what about those of us who are calling it out as a hoax? What about those of us?
Are we safe?
Yeah, are we included in this? Because according to the Sandy Hook standard, we're insulting and offending the poor, suffering friends and family, who, by the way, they've resumed the Turning Point USA tour. They didn't miss a beat. The wife, instead of saying, you know, taking a few weeks off, the wife is touring. You know, she was actually doing a tour with the coffin. It's really sick, really twisted. But it's listen good. To what Pam Bondi is saying, and this is directed at us, guys, at us. Listen to this.
That's horrific. It's free speech, but you shouldn't be employed anywhere if you're going to say that. And employers, you have an obligation to get rid of people. You need to look at people who are saying horrible things, and they shouldn't be working with you. Businesses cannot discriminate. If you want to go in and print posters with Charlie's pictures on them for a vigil, you have to let them do that. We can prosecute you for that. I have Harmeet Dhillon right now in our civil rights unit looking at that immediately, that Office Depot had done that. We're looking at that. But Sean, you know,
yeah, that's crazy.
So, good luck. Know, like,
good luck, as someone in the chat says, as Ryler says, no legal team, or sorry, as Esteban said, no legal team of company will ever allow that. It would never.
Well, there have already been here in the state of Maryland, they're moving on school teachers who have, you know, they express satisfaction at Kirk's departure from the scene. They didn't like him. And they are threatening the jobs of school teachers here. So it's this general idea of they're trying to establish a precedent. And this was the thing with Sandy Hook and the Alex Jones case, where they basically said, we can drag you into court if you say things questioning the authenticity of these staged events, these media psyops. If you call it out as a psyop and say that it's fake and then nobody died, we're going to go after you. And that is what Pam Bond, that's what they're all calling for. And now in the Senate, they want to pass legislation to do this. You're right. I don't know how it could pass muster against the First Amendment, but I'll tell you, they'll try and do it. They'll definitely try and do it. So I want you to listen to give you an idea of how bad the blowback is from this very sloppily executed psyop. I want you to listen to Michael Savage, or Michael Wiener. For those of you who aren't familiar,
okay,
he ran a very popular call-in AM, overnight radio talk show from out of, I think he broadcasts out of California, Berkeley or something like that.
By the way, I read just on Twitter here that the Daily Wire has taken over the Charlie Kirk show.
Well, I guess who went on the show, because Kirk was doing a regular daily AM talk radio show.
Yes.
Well, guess who's taken over as host of his show?
Yeah, Shapiro. Yeah.
The Vice President of the United States.
Oh, yeah. Well, Vance. I think that was a guest appearance. I think Shapiro's supposed to take it over.
Well, yeah, permanently, but imagine that. They sent the vice president out to do this guy's talk show. Like he was really somebody.
He deserves it. He flew the body, the corpse around, or the phony body around in Air Force Two.
Right. Right. So listen to what this guy Michael Savage, conservative talk show radio. His show is called Savage Nation. I don't even know if he's still broadcasted or not. So, Gemma Doherty picked up on this, but a lot of people did. I saw it. Listen to what Savage says here, Michael Wiener. Listen to what he says, because I tell you, this is going through the, it's like I say, only the most shallow, stupid people are going to buy into this as authentic and not question it. It's got more holes in it than a Swiss cheese. And I don't just mean the videos. Listen to what Michael Savage has to say.
Did anyone see that press conference by the so-called FBI? Something's wrong. I know I shouldn't do this. I'm risking an awful lot to go up against this FBI, the MAGA FBI, something's very wrong with what I just heard. I mean, I watched it. I was hoping that they had caught the bastard who shot Charlie. So we saw a video of a person jumping off the roof. It looked very legitimate to me.
I don't think
so. However, there was no rifle in his hand.
You're obviously blind.
Now,
blind
the Mauser does not break down very easily, incidentally, for those of you who know weapons. Something's wrong with the whole thing. Okay. They're trying to claim he removed the barrel from the Mauser and fit the receiver and stock in his backpack and barrel in his pants leg all in 2 seconds. It is not easy to remove a Mauser barrel or index it after reinstalling and remain accurate.
Yeah, I didn't know my
hearing or seeing reality
going either.
What's that?
And by the way,
I didn't know Michael Savage.
The photo of the rifle
going either. Did he had a regular show, didn't he?
He still might.
Yeah.
He might still have a regular AM show, but it was very popular at one time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you listen to AM radio, so that's where you found him. That's where he used to broadcast.
Well, no, years ago, I remember him on AM talk radio. I hadn't listened to him very much recently.
Okay.
And I do think he challenged the COVID psyop and other things.
Well,
he was a guest at the White House. He flew on Air Force One. He definitely knew Trump. Let me play the rest, because look what he's saying. He's already breaking down the video material we were shown that shows the alleged shooter jumping off the roof, which is crazy. That's like a paratrooper stunt. How you can do it without breaking a leg. With no rifle. But listen to the rest of what he says.
Allegedly left in the woods, has the barrel installed. So we're supposed to believe a guy is on the run after killing Charlie Kirk, and he pauses in the woods to reinstall a barrel. And then he leaves it for us to find, the FBI to find. I don't believe a word of it. I shouldn't do this. I know I'm putting myself at risk.
How are you putting yourself at risk?
I can't take it anymore. I can't take the bullshit from this.
Well, he might lose his, he could get kicked off the. He's saying he's going to be censored in silence like everybody else.
By the way, I just looked at the top 75 searches in the United States, and Charlie Kirk is not on it anymore. So this. They better hurry up and keep this thing going.
Oh, they're trying to artificially keep it alive.
I know. According to Google, it's fallen off the map. Between Robert Redford and Dancing with the Stars 2025, they got a lot of work to do.
Well,
just saying.
When I listen to AM talk radio, people are still calling up and talking about this.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me play a little more of this.
Fucking government is lying to us. Something's wrong.
Do I have to play that again?
Something no. So wrong.
The fucking, he says it. He says the fucking government is lying.
These boomers swearing, I'm telling you.
It's sickening. Look at this idiot. They found the rifle and they're getting the prints. Are you stupid? Are you that stupid? Are you that dumb? The man jumps off the roof. There's no rifle there. Oh, it's in his backpack. I just told you, moron, that this rifle doesn't break down that easily.
You have a Jersey accent?
And then it's supposed to be reassembled while he's on the run. Wait, I'll stop now and reassemble it and leave it in the woods in a box wrapped in a towel. He left breadcrumbs. Oh, and the trans stuff on the cartridges. Bullshit. Something is wrong with this whole fucking picture.
That's right. So.
We don't know. If these guys. I've been able to sort through many truthers again, because if they're not saying this is fake, then I don't need to listen to anything they say. So
he's saying he thinks it might be fake. I don't know what else.
Well, he's not even using. He just says if the narrative is fake, he still thinks Charlie Kirk's dead.
You don't know what he thinks.
Well. No, I don't think he's not coming out.
You said something last week or the week before.
Okay.
About the Butler PA event. Right.
Yeah.
And you just casually said, well, everybody believes that. Well, you're wrong. They don't.
I think they.
Okay. No, they don't. And I'll tell you why.
Wait. But IPS proved it when he went to MAGA rally.
Well, those were people going to the MAGA rally. But I was sitting
in the very Firehouse
restaurant watching the baseball game with a crowd of people at the bar at the very moment that the event occurred. They cut into the baseball game to go to Butler, PA and report on the event. And they started showing a video of Trump allegedly being shot in the ear.
Yeah, okay.
Sitting about two or three seats down from me at the bar was a group of three couples. I think two of them are African-American. And they immediately started discussing this among themselves. And I was listening. And finally, two of them turned to me and said, "What do you think? Do you think that was real or fake?"
Oh, nice. Did they know you're a fakeologist? Is that why?
They didn't know me from, they didn't know who I was.
That's beautiful.
I turned to them and I said, "Well, it wouldn't be the first time, would it?" I said, they do that a lot. So I said, sight unseen, I'm always predisposed to wonder whether the fake news is making this stuff up or not. They were already predisposed to think of it as fake. And you know why? Because they hate Donald Trump's guts. They hate his guts. And they hate the stupidity of the MAGA people, and especially the Christian evangelicals and alleged patriots who follow this low-life Trump around as he trawls his busload of strippers and whores to pay cash payoffs to.
Yeah.
I mean, $130,000 to Stephanie Clifford, otherwise known as Stormy Daniels.
Hey, Lynn, we got a caller in her. Caller in her, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's John LeBond from beautiful Plovdiv, Bulgaria. Hello, Uncle Ed. Hello, Lynn.
JohnLeBond.com. Hello. Welcome.
It's FAK1130. You know, that's one of my favorite numbers, 113. So I had to call in. And I've got a question for you and for Lynn, Uncle Ed.
Okay.
What do you think of this YouTube censorship? Because I've been censored from your YouTube live stream chat. YouTube is censoring me, Uncle Ed. Both of my YouTube accounts. I can't leave comments.
No, I censored you because you annoyed me on the last on your last appearance.
Ah, it was you who did that.
Yes, I did. Because okay, you annoyed
me. I'm
glad
we got that sorted.
Yeah, there you go.
Was that because I didn't auto-host the event?
No, because sometimes you're disrespectful and troll-like in the chat. So exactly what you don't like in your chat. So I did the same.
Oh, okay. I've never banned you from my chat. Well, since I'm here, let me ask Lynn a question.
All right.
What does she think about these people who are not auto-hosting this event? They're saying maybe it's a hoax, but maybe it's not. Lynn, do you think these people are reasonable, or do you think they should auto-hoax it? And that's my question. Thanks for taking the call. Have a great night.
Thank you, John. JohnLeBond.com, first hour is free.
You know, Tim Osmond addresses this. He says that we're not necessarily saying that people should jump to conclusions. You got to keep an open mind. It's possible that somebody was really shot. The reason why we call ourselves auto hoaxers is because we've lived through so many of these things that now, a priori, or prima facie, on its face, the first thing we're going to be looking for is fakery. Of course. Now, that doesn't, you know, obviously, he talks about low-information skeptics or low-information non-believers.
Yeah.
People who don't want to take the time to look into it. They don't care about the details. As far as they're concerned, it's got to be fake from the word go. And I have no problem with that. Problem is, I've got to prove it to others who may or may not know, who may suspect it's fake, but they don't know. And what are they looking at, really? So for me, we're getting here into the motivation for all of this. And what is the motivation for us even talking about this? As, say, Jim Rizzoli was asking the other night.
Yeah.
And I say, we're performing our due diligence with respect to all media, right? If fake nukes fill, takes apart one of these videos or photographs, deconstructs it, explains why it's probably fake or why it has to be fake or why it might be authentic. He's doing what we call citizen journalism. I know it's an old kind of corny idea, but I think it's great that people are doing this. I have posted in the forum a whole string of videos by people who probably...
You want to put the... Show me the link.
Okay.
Put it up on your screen there.
Let's stop sharing. Let's go to...
Yeah, this whole Pam Bondi bringing up hate speech is just, as some people are saying, or the health ranger has said, they really do have a uniparty.
Oh yeah,
they really do want the Chinese model where there's just one party, one way of thinking.
I'll go right to the thread. Let's see, Kirk, watch it not be able to search.
No, the search is really good on fakeologistforums.com.
All right, here we go. Right, crisis actors, a Charlie Kirk event. Listen to this. This was on YouTube. A very, very good video on YouTube by somebody who explains why they think it probably was fake. They don't know for sure.
Okay.
They don't know enough to say nobody died, but they think it probably was fake. Listen to some of these comments because, well, let me explain to you my reasoning here, okay? If you go out to a place like Clues Forum.
Cluesforum.info.
Or you go over to Fake Nukes Phil or some others. They do.
Yeah, I got to look at Fake
Nukes Phil. D2 on BlitzChute mostly, where his material, and Substack. He has a Substack.
Oh, is he actually
posting? Yeah, a lot of his stuff is now showing up on Substack, which is, you know, easier probably than BitChute. They're doing detailed forensic microanalysis of photographic and video evidence, quote unquote evidence. That's not my specialty. I have never claimed to be a photo or video editing expert. That's not my field. That's not my bailiwick, right? The visuals. Because, frankly, I did so many hallucinogenic drugs back in the 60s and 70s that I do not trust the evidence of my eyes or ears. Now, sometimes I can see a video or photo, and it is obviously, self-evidently fake. This would be the case with the infamous ABC Evan Fairbanks video that allegedly shows Flight 175 smoothly disappearing into the steel rebar reinforced concrete facade of the South Tower on the morning of 9/11. Even I can see that that's fake because it's physically impossible for a Boeing commercial jet to just smoothly disappear into that concrete. It would bounce off of it. It would smash into a million pieces. It wouldn't look anything like the physically impossible video that they're showing us. And the same goes with the Hezarkhani clip that was broadcast by CNN and NBC and others that also alleges to show Flight 175 disappearing into the South Tower like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Look, Ma, no impact. Yep. I don't have to be that visually literate to see that and instantly know that it's a cartoon. I knew that back in 2005 when a local Baltimore activist named Scott Lowry put up a website called 9/11 Hoax. It might still be out there. And on that website, he had that clip, that famous ABC Peter Jennings, Evans Fairbank clip, I can play it if you like. You want me to bring it up? We've all seen it so many times.
Yeah, sure.
Well, all right. Let me bring it up. You know,
I'm just combing X right. You don't have to. I'm just combing X right now. The movie set where the Charlie Kirk event happened, it's already been cleared.
Oh yeah,
off.
That's the other thing. No crime scene. Yellow tape.
No, nothing.
They took him away in an SUV. They wouldn't need to be moving the body till they got an ambulance there. Or, you know, I mean, look.
There's no ambulance. Yeah, he went in the presidential SUV.
Right. Cops, EMTs, doctors, they would look at this and they would say, that's not right. None of that's right. Wouldn't they?
None of the story is good, but I'm really glad that everyone is questioning it in the bar that you hang out in.
The idea is, I saw this with the Butler PA event. Millions of Democrats right off the bat suspected it was fake because they don't trust Trump. So it's ideologically driven. They haven't yet caught on to the monolithic character of what we're up against. Oh boy, here we go. This is what I mean by self-evident truth, okay? Because people might wonder what I'm talking about. We might have new listeners. Here it is, right here. All right.
Share your screen.
All right, I'll share it. Watch it. Screen share. Here we go.
This is Airbank video.
Completely in one side and out the other.
It just disappeared. It disappeared like a bad special effect. It disappeared right in.
That was the best thing he said.
I've seen it 6-7 times now. It's still incomprehensible what is actually happening there.
It's incomprehensible, you moron.
Watch it again.
You have to take yourself away from it, and I'm still not there yet. And the more and more I see it, and as time...
Watch this. Watch the plane.
The modern technology enables us to see horror just as we are able to see sport in a variety
of different...
Modern technology with the video camera.
Now look. To anybody watching...
Still wants you to stick with Charlie. Well, we got to get some 9/11 in here eventually.
If you don't instantly... I'm not a video expert. I don't know anything about video editing, but I know that's got to be fake because I know what a real Boeing commercial jet would look like if it slammed into steel reinforced concrete, and it wouldn't look anything like that. Now, the fact that we still got, and let me say something here. If you're looking at this, and you think it could be real, you slept through your 8th grade science class, and you should curse the school system that failed you so miserably, because anybody who doesn't see that that's a cartoon is a fool. Coming back to the point that I'm making.
Yeah, and then I want to talk about the No Agenda show. They brought up something, Agenda 47, and also that woman. I wanted to get your comment on that before I forget.
Yeah, okay.
I think you know what I'm talking about because you do listen to the No Agenda show.
Yeah, less and
well.
Less because, you know, I find them irritating after a while. But here's the thing.
Oh, of course.
I don't analyze video because... Not all lies are created equal. Not all psyops are created equal. Not all video fakery is created equal. Some is much, much better than others.
Yeah.
You could, if you went to a lot of trouble, you could probably prepare a video of a Boeing commercial jet really crashing into a skyscraper and make it look halfway convincing. But there is nothing about that clip we just watched that makes any, it's bullshit. It's an obvious cartoon. But the thing is, I don't consider myself an expert in that area. As soon as I saw that in 2005, I said, oh, well, of course, they faked the video. Of course. I didn't need to know how they did it in real time. I didn't need to know whether they used overlays or this technique or that technique. I knew it was fake. I knew it was a cartoon. But that's not always the case. They get better and better and better with those special effects. And sometimes it's not so easy to discern from the visual evidence. So what do? My specialty is exploring the narrative, the relative explanatory coherence or incoherence of the narrative. I analyze text, not pictures. Does it make sense? Does the story make sense? Are there inconsistencies? And more important, does the follow-up after the event to the narrative make any sense? We've talked about what should be the normal behavior at the scene of a shooting, of an active shooting. Immediately, they'd lock everybody down. They'd surround the place with yellow crime scene tape. They'd sequester everybody present because they got witnesses there. They'd bring in professional medical vehicles to treat the wounded because you don't know whether he's dead or not. You certainly wouldn't haul him away in an SUV. And also at many of these events, we should have seen dozens and dozens of videos of this event. There were so many people there. So I ask myself, does it make sense? Does any of it make sense? And also, the performances by the crisis actors after the fact. And that, by the way, is what others caught on to. Let me go back to what I was. Here we go. I'm going to share this again. It's in the forum. Because what you see is in these events, they've got really mediocre crisis actors. And in this case, Charlie Kirk's wife is such a dead giveaway. Here's what people said on YouTube. I am a trauma psychotherapist. There is no way in hell seeing a loved one die in a horrific, violent manner wouldn't cause trauma and shock. Her pancake makeup was perfect. No swollen eyes, nothing. Total BS. And someone else replies, exactly. And then someone else says, I lost mom at 55 with time to prepare and was inconsolable for weeks and couldn't say her name for months without crying, even in public or around friends. I then lost an infant without warning and was a fucking mess for months and couldn't work. I must agree, here's another one. I must agree she did not look like a grieving widow. I understand we all grieve differently.
But
if that is the case, she is as cold as ice. But of course, it's all acting. Nothing is as it seems. These comments got upvoted. Like 27, 44, 44. I don't know how real that is, that upvoting, but
We don't know.
What I'm getting at here is, after the fact, inappropriate emotional affect is usually evidence of deliberate deception. And we can go all the way back to the granddaddy of that, which is Sandy Hook, where you see the parents smiling and laughing, and it's insane. It's absolutely insane. So that's the other thing I look at, is the inappropriate emotional affect of the other crisis actors. But as I say, I also examine the inconsistencies and incoherence of the narrative. So for example, how plausible is it that the Trump administration was not in on the decision of Israel to bomb Hamas in Qatar? Who with a brain in their head would believe the claim by the Trump administration that they weren't consulted about the decision to bomb Qatar. But apparently, subsequently, apparently they were warned, somebody was warned, because we're told that somebody informed Qatar, presumably Trump administration, that this bombing was going to take place. That shows you how fake the war is. Well, that means that the target of your bombing is going to have plenty of advance warning. Why would they hang around? Or here's another one. We were told that Al-Qaeda did 9/11 and that we went to war in Afghanistan because of Al-Qaeda. How plausible is it that the current leader of Syria, they publicly declare, is formerly an Al-Qaeda leader and went to the White House to shake hands with Trump? How plausible is that? It would only be plausible if you completely forgot all about 9/11, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
To open up the New York Times or the Washington Post or watch a TV news story where a former leader of Al-Qaeda is at the White House shaking hands with Trump to celebrate his takeover of Syria, it's completely insane. It's completely implausible. So there's an Orwellian need to enforce selective memory. You got to forget. Of course, media relies on first impressions. Do we remember the hijacker's passport on 9/11?
Well, that wasn't a first impression. It was the plane going into the tower that you just played. And the other first impression with this Charlie Kirk thing is the blood flying out of his neck. That was the... When I saw that, I thought of the plane flying into the tower.
Yeah, but the thing is, they announced that hijacker's passport within the first like 2 or 3 days.
I know, but I know what you're saying, but that's not the iconic.
Let's pause on that. Because are they still claiming that a hijacker's passport was recovered in the rubble of the World Trade Center? Yeah, they are. So
hey,
I don't
find DNA in between, they find DNA stuck in between buildings 20 years later.
Yeah, oh, right, exactly. The whole thing.
Or what was there? There was some piece of the plane.
Yeah, they found an engine or a wheel.
Wheel, yeah.
Supposedly wedged in between two buildings. It's bullshit.
It's really weak, really weak.
Very weak. And this is what causes people to question things.
Yeah.
So,
Lynn, I want to just share something from my screen because I rediscovered Google Trends. And the Charlie Kirk thing, I think, might already be falling right off all the world's attention. The number one search in Scotland is Robert Redford. And then everything else is football. Except down here, halfway down the page, pub near me. You got to love that. This is Scotland's trending Google searches. But if I look at the United States and see what the United States is searching for right now, we've got Robert Redford, Dancing with the Stars, Coachella, Molly Curram, I don't know who that is, Seattle Sounders, Corey Zoukatis. I don't know who any of these people are, but yeah, I don't see anything about...
It's not even trending here in the United States.
No, Big Brother schedule. Is Big Brother still on the air?
I didn't know.
Yeah, Charlie, unfortunately, he's not on this. Is he on this page? 51?
So your contention is that it's already worn out.
They shot their
wad and that's it. No one cares about it.
I think so. It's not even on page 101. Let's see. Anyway, we got Jenna on the phone, or Brian, I think, as the call display shows. How you doing, guys?
All good here.
Do you think that the Charlie Kirk story is true in any way?
Well, I'm looking at a YouTube, which I sent to Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
The title is Ballistics Don't Lie.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a vertical line, a video I didn't want to make. It's from a day ago from a channel called Outside the Overton.
Where is that? What platform?
YouTube.
Oh, wow. So it's authorized.
Ballistics don't lie. Vertical line, a video I didn't want to make. 11,000 comments in a day. Yeah, this guy's a U.S. Marine sniper.
Okay.
Something he's familiar with. Yeah. I sent it to Lynn. Basically,
does he think it's real, the shooting?
Well, I mean, I am intrigued when a aircraft leaves the United States. This is either Doc Malik or Adam Green reporting this. Yeah, I think the real perpetrator of this is on his way to Jerusalem. But that's just...
Well, Charlie Kirk is probably sitting poolside somewhere near Haifa or Tel Aviv right now, sipping on a mojito and chatting with Jeffrey Epstein. It was what you call an extraction.
Yeah.
That's how they do an extraction.
I'm not
usually for protected witnesses, for undercover cops.
What I really called in to say...
Well, wait a minute. I want to pause here and make an observation.
Go ahead.
Well, you're talking about the views of a Marine sniper. And that's what I'm saying. Anybody who knows anything at all about handling a long rifle would probably be tearing the story apart. So it wouldn't have very, it shouldn't have, this is a really good litmus test.
Exactly.
If you know somebody who's been in the military and isn't looking at this critically and isn't picking it apart, you know they're either a fool or a liar.
Yeah, I go with liar.
Well, that's the problem. Everybody out there is so willing to lie because they don't care whether it's true or not. They want the hagiography. They want the martyrdom of Charlie Kirk.
They love it. Maverick here says thousands of 23 megapixel smartphones. Professional camera crews, a drone in the air, a college campus with hundreds of 2080p CCTV cameras, and the FBI has one grainy video of Bigfoot fleeing the scene. Yeah, exactly.
Without a rifle. You know, I remember this back when JFK happened, and I was only 12 years old.
FBI is trolling us at this point. Only explanation from Edward Dowd.
Trolling us? They troll us all the time. I remember within the first 24 hours, they said the rifle used was a Ruger. And there was even this famous newsreel footage of one of these Dallas cops holding the rifle above his head that they found conveniently left behind in the school book depository. Because that's what every assassin wants to do, is leave the weapon behind with his fingerprints on it to help the police solve the crime, right? And then within 24 hours, the assassin's weapon used to kill JFK was no longer a Ruger. It had become a Mannlicher or Carcano. And we were told that the deputy sheriff who initially reported the Ruger, Bernard Weitzman, was mistaken. No, nobody makes a mistake like that. So right away at 12 years old, I'm saying, what the hell is going on? I say, first of all, they can't figure out the model of the rifle. That doesn't make any sense. Second of all, why would the perpetrator leave the weapon there to be found? Well, is it wrong for me to pose the same exact question in this case? Are you telling me that it was so easy for them to find the rifle there in the woods wrapped in a towel? That's the craziest thing I ever heard of. The only reason why something like there, why an orgy of evidence would be left behind for the cops or the FBI to find is if somebody wanted to be caught. Is that what we're supposed to believe, that the assassin wanted to be caught? Because there is no piece of evidence more critical, more significant in a homicide trial than the weapon itself.
Absolutely.
So why the hell would you even leave the weapon around to be found? You'd bury it. You'd do something. You'd conceal it.
Brian, what do you think of all this? So what does Jenna think? Does she think this is a real event?
She's trying to get some cover crop on the vegetable garden and focusing on that. And she's got a girlfriend from a county south of us.
So she's doing more important things. She doesn't care about all this.
Well, she knows I'm taking care of all this.
Oh, okay.
I see from your chat, Biochar Brian is great from Buzzing Frets.
Yeah, you got some Buzzing fans, Frets. Brian. Way to go.
Well, I'm never going to hit the epic level that Lynn clearly has, but I'll play second fiddle.
All right.
What do I think of all this? I think that clearly Donald Trump is the Messiah. You probably saw the video, him all in gold. He's going to take over a piece of real estate beach in Palestine, and it's going to be hunky-dory. I've developed a lot of real estate. Let me get free reins on this. This is clearly what's happening. And this Charlie Kirk, he was needed for getting the youth vote, which I know you people don't talk at all to younger people, but I talk to them every day.
Do you? Where do you talk to younger people?
Constantly. I know people that can't keep from breeding. So the kids are coming out of the woodwork. Anyway, so we go and engage with these kids, and they definitely are interested because this is their future. They don't have, like me and Faco and Lynn, maybe 20 years left. These people have 50 years left, and they're quite interested in this. So I guess what I'm saying is these kids are wide open to any and all. And when I present that, you know, I know that you probably heard at your Thanksgiving dinner table, we don't talk about politics and religion. Well, no, it's time to drop kick that, because there is a belief on the part of a two sects. It's Old and New Testament, both a Jewish fairy tale, and we need to look at all these magnificent writings, and from that we will get guidance. And if we have any question as to where we should go, the Jewish people are always here for that purpose, to give the goyim guidance. So from here, I'm just interested in Lynn's comments as to what I said so far, and I'd love to wrap up.
Yeah, we're almost at an hour, so yeah, we're going to wrap it up.
I don't limit myself to the explanatory coherence or cognitive dissonance of the narrative itself alone. But I also get into the explanatory coherence of the meta narrative. And what do I mean by that? I mean that when you have seen enough of these things, 9/11, Sandy Hook, the Boston Marathon, Uvalde, that school down in Florida, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, whatever the hell, you know, and you see how transparently fake these things are.
Yeah.
You ask the question very logically, if they fake something like this, why wouldn't they fake whatever they could get away with? Because each one of these events are precisely calibrated IQ tests. And the degree of explanatory incoherence, sheer nonsense, absurdity, implausible narratives, cognitive dissonance is so intense that running these tests is a way to instantly, strategically partition the population according to those narratives as to who can be fooled and who can't. And that's an important priority for us, because we ask ourselves, as Jim Rizzoli did, as I think Viking Helga once asked, well, why do we care? Does it matter? Does it affect our lives? Which ones of these events actually matter, and why should I care? Well, part of it's locality of reference. I mean, how close to home is it? I study news reports from Baltimore. I kind of want to know if they're real or not, because
it's, you got to walk down those streets. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, proportionality. How much money is involved? That's important. So, but I can pose the question, why should I emotionally respond any different to the Charlie Kirk story, which is a movie, than to videos of dead or suffering children in Gaza? How can one be any more or less real than the other? And this is how we turn it into a game of Trivial Pursuit. Because
all right, I asked for a chance to kind of wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap it up, Brian. And I'm sorry, I forgot to turn the phone lines on again tonight. Sorry about that. You obviously were smart enough to get through, but I forgot to do that again. So shame on me.
I'm sure John LeBon will get over being censored at some point.
He will.
I saw your message. Please have Jenna call. You're being censored, but you let me on, and I appreciate it.
No problem.
Closing it up. Hopefully, some people will be looking at this ballistics.
No, I have a suggestion for you, Brian. For you, instead of wasting time looking at the ballistics, just watch the performances by Erica Kirk and the other crisis actors involved in this. The post-event performances by these crisis actors. And you tell me if you see an appropriate emotional affect.
Somebody sent this to me, and I'm not even on Facebook. So what's this? Let's see. Let's see if this plays. Video has no sound. I don't know what this is. Let me play it for you here. I don't know what's going on here. It says video has no sound. So I don't know what this is. Read more. So this is on Slave Book. You know, Carolyn Leavitt and Erica.
She's the White House press secretary.
I know. They're very transpicious little. They're sort of little Barbie doll types. It's quite interesting. They're almost like twins. But I don't know why someone sent this to me just now, and I don't know what it's about, because it said there's no audio. Video has no sound. So I tried. Anyway.
Excellent. So in an attempt to kind of
wrap it up,
close of the show.
Thank you, Brian.
I'm interested in pointing out that Nikki Rapana famously said, don't pick a side. If you choose to fall into that trap,
yes,
you are playing into the game of our opponent.
Amen. I agree. They make you choose a side. That's very well said by Nikki.
But at the same time, this ballistics military guy that I mentioned, he's saying the bullet came from a building off to the left of Charlie as you're looking at him.
Yeah.
And the bullet went in below his ear and out his neck.
The only problem is there was no bullet. I think we all agree with that on the Fakeologist show, Brian. Hey, Calm Card Ken says, guilty as biocharged. That's kind of funny.
It's absolutely asinine for this guy claiming to be a Marine to assert that this was a real bullet. He has no basis for saying that. And I've watched plenty of those videos. So he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, or he's a liar.
Yeah, he's no good.
He has a variety of projectiles, all with the proper hole size, and he's saying,
there would have been blood all over the place. Are you kidding? You hit a major artery, there'd have been blood spurting out all over the place. You didn't see anything like that.
The carotid artery. There would have been a red mist.
You know how difficult it is to hit the neck? Now they've got a magic bullet theory. They're claiming that the sniper was really aiming for his chest.
I think the sniper shot from the grassy knoll. Is there a grassy knoll in Utah?
And by the way, 200 yards, that's two football fields.
That's a hell of a shot.
Football fields. That's a you think that's an easy shot to make?
Okay, well, that Patsy on the roof, he is quite likely a nutter, which I run into on a daily basis.
Listen, nobody died. Nobody cried. The wife is putting on an act. All you got to do is watch her speaking to see that.
And the breathy voice. When
yeah,
she's
they're still
to
trying
the
to
watch.
Drift off. Even their turning point was losing money. This is one way for them to save it financially. That's what's happening here.
They just have to call their benefactor, that billionaire from Wisconsin. They don't need our money. They got all the money, so I don't buy that either.
In closing, I will just say that Charlie Kirk helped to get Trump elected, but they can't get a false messiah in the way of the messiah, which is Donald. So it's time to take him out. Israel knew this, and said perpetrator that shot from the left side.
Now you're making a choice between Israel and the United States.
Yeah.
According to the Promethean Project, or what is it here that they talked about on the No Agenda, this is all out of the City of London. This is the Brits. They're running the whole thing. So
they're playing you, Brian. If you think this thing was even remotely authentic,
yeah,
you've been.
You better go help Jenna over there in the biochar field. Brian, I gotta go.
I'll tell you what we'll do is we'll look into this further. Looking forward to further conversations on it.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you very much as well. Over and out.
Okay, there goes biochar Brian, and say hi to Jenna over there in the field. Lynn, good show. Thanks for coming out. And tomorrow we're gonna have Fake Nukes Phil, and we're also gonna have Jim Rizzoli. Let's see what they've come up with in the last week as this PSYOP slowly dies out and we wait for the next PSYOP. Lynn, have a good night.
Have a good one.
All right, take care, everyone. Thanks for joining. Good show. We'll leave this one up. We didn't talk about COVID, so this should be safe on the YouTubes. Don't forget, everyone, fakeologist.com/donate. Boris, thank you for your donation at fakeologist.com/donate. Boris is always stepping up with a coffee. I really appreciate that. And thanks anyone else who's thinking of supporting independent content. We really appreciate it here. And Lynn's already gone, and I am out. Thank you, and see you next time.